Thursday in Erev Shabbos, Parshas Behar, Shir 301. All of the shiurim for today have been generously sponsored, Lili Nishmas, Aaron ben Nochem Shloimoi, whose yahrzeit is today. The zchus of Limud HaTorah and Chizuk of all of the listeners, and the zchus of all of the lives that have been changed, should Be'ezra Hashem send him an Ili Nishama, and he should be Zeiche to Alechtig Gan Eden. Reb David Zaritsky Zatzal, one of the Talmidim in Yeshiva of Radin, said over the following story about a Talmid that was walking by the Chafetz Chaim's house late Friday night. It was approximately 12 o'clock at night, and he was walking by the Chafetz Chaim's house, and he heard the Chafetz Chaim's voice. He came closer to the window, and he saw that the Chafetz Chaim was sitting on a bed, and he was learning Chumash Parshas Va'era, and he was counting out the makis, like it says in the Chumash. And he was getting visibly impressed as the makis went on. And when he reached makis Shchin, that the pasuk says, V'lo yochlu ha-chartumim lamad lefnei Moshe mepnei ha-shchin. The pasuk says that the chartumim were not able to stand in front of Moshe Rabbeinu because of the Shchin. The Chavetz Chaim laughed out loud. And the Talmud said he never heard the Chavetz Chaim laugh like that. And he said he was watching, and he saw as if the Chafetz Chaim was standing in Mitzrayim, watching the Makis come down on Mitzrayim. As if he saw the Chartumim full of Shchin, being embarrassed to stand in front of Moshe Rabbeinu in such a situation. That's how vivid the Chafetz Chaim's Amunah was. And the Talmud ended off, I stood there more than a half hour in shock, and in awe of what the Chafetz Chaim was doing. That's how Reb David Zaritsky brings the story. Now we know in the mitzvah of Emunah, the first mitzvah that we received on Har Sinai, Anoichi Hashem Alekecha, Asher Hitzeisicha Me'aretz Mitzrayim. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam describes himself as the Rabbeinu Shel Olam that took us out of Mitzrayim. Because the foundation of our Emunah is Asher Hitzeisicha Me'aretz Mitzrayim. That's what it's all built on. A Yid that believes it and feels it lives with Emunah. And a Yid that has it Shvach doesn't really feel it, knows that it's true, but doesn't really feel it. It's difficult to feel that Emunah. The Chafetz Chaim is teaching us, if you want to live with a vivid Emunah, if you want to have the Rabbeinu Shel Olam standing in front of you, you have to have Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Makis, real in front of you. We try to do it Pesach by night, but this wasn't Pesach by night. This was a typical night. The Chafetz Chaim lived with Yetzias Mitzrayim. And the more we make Yetzias Mitzrayim real, if it's something that's real in our minds, and we try to experience it and feel it, the more we will have Emunah, real and vivid, in front of us.